Now, friends, in this section, which began back in chapter 7, and it goes through chapter 12, we have here prophecies that actually belong together. There is a progress and development all through this section here. And what we have is prophecies during the reign of Ahaz. And as you move through this section here, we move through last time, especially a time of judgment, a time that the Lord Jesus labeled the Great Tribulation Period. And then at the end of that, we have chapter 11. And chapter 11 is one of the great messianic prophecies in Scripture. This 11th chapter is a great messianic prophecy. That is, it speaks of the coming of Christ to establish his kingdom and the type of a program that he'll have. So we have in this chapter the person and power of the king. Then we have the purpose and program of the kingdom. Now, we have here the culmination in chapters 11 and 12. Chapter 11, we see the kingdom established. And in chapter 12, we are going to see the worship of the Lord in the kingdom. Now, let's take a look at this. And this, I think, is one of the great prophecies that we have among the prophets on the setting up of the kingdom. And let me give you the mechanical division that we've made here. This is not hard and fast, but it's merely helpful, and it's in our notes and outlines. We have the person and power of the king, verses 1 and 2. Then we have the purpose of the kingdom in verses 3 through 5. Then we have the particulars of the kingdom in verses 6 through 9, and then the program of the kingdom, verses 10 through 16. Now I'm reading at verse 1 when we see first the person of the king in verse 1 and the power of the king in verse 2. Now here in verse 1, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Now, here again, we have this word for branch, and the word rod, of course, is that. We'll deal with that aspect when we get to the 53rd chapter, when we see the Lord Jesus there as the rod and stem and branch that came out of David the king. Now, here, the thing that is interesting is that he's a rod or stem of Jesse. The word means a live sprout comes forth now from the line of David. But the interesting thing here, David's not mentioned. The one that's mentioned is David's father. Of course, that means he's in the line of David. But why go back to Jesse, the father of David? Well, the royal line began with David. Jesse was a farmer. He was a sheep raiser, lived in that little out-of-the-way place of Bethlehem that's not so much out-of-the-way today. It's world-famous. That Christmas season, the whole world, for some reason, turns there, although he's not there anymore, of course. But the reason that Jesse is given here, it seems to me, is this, that the line of David, by the time Jesus come, had again gone back no longer to a prince raised in a palace, but to a peasant that's raised now in a carpenter shop instead of out in the sheepfold. And not much difference, actually, as far as position is concerned. The royal line had sunk back to the level of a peasant. And therefore, Isaiah very carefully says, the rod comes out of the stem of Jesse. Jesse's the one. And then this is the second time we've had the mention of the branch. We said before there are 18 words in the Hebrew that's translated by the one English word branch. And this is one of the titles that's given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the 53rd chapter, he's a root out of a dry ground. Now, Dalish, the great Hebrew scholar, wrote, in the historical fulfillment, even the ring of the words of the prophecy is noted. And the word for branch here is netzer. Netzer. The sound that sounds like it's going to be Nazareth. And the very sound of the word, as Dalich said, is interesting. At first, so humble. He was a poor Nazarene. And that is emphasized, of course, in the New Testament. Now, this is the person. Humble beginning. Born yonder in Bethlehem. It's the city of David, city of Jesse also.